From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Bosses beware. The AFL-CIO today names the worst boss of the year. It's the union's second annual Bad Boss Contest. People have been nominating and voting on bad bosses on the AFL-CIO website. Joining us is John Dimsdale of Marketplace. John, who is the lucky winner this year?
Well, it's the boss of a longtime employee in Illinois who filed for some time off that he had earned over 10 years with the company. The worker needed the time off to deal with a rare form of cancer. He's the father of three young children. Well, the boss lied about ever receiving the request, which meant the worker lost the paid leave. And when he left his job to go on disability, he lost disability benefits as well.
Wow. So do we know who this boss is?
We don't. The bosses in this contest are all anonymous. Most of the stories are carefully edited to hide even genders and certainly companies. The AFL-CIO says that's done on the advice of their lawyers.
So they hold the contest, but you can't actually find out the kind of the juicy details of who these people actually are.
No, just what the case is about. For example, there was this waitress in Maine who was being harassed by a creepy customer who became a stalker, and the boss knew about the harassment, but hired the guy to bus tables during the waitress's shift. Or the boss who required a doctor's letter from a woman who asked for time off to take her husband to the hospital for brain surgery. The runner-up case this year is a supervisor who forced help desk phone operators to stay at their posts even though there was a fire in the building. The employees stayed and answered phones for 45 minutes until security officers finally ordered everybody to get out.
Golly. So is the AFL-CIO saying that this kind of management is actually more prevalent today, or is this just kind of something to do in August to draw a little attention?
Well, they certainly want to use the contest to make the argument that these employees would have more recourse if they joined a union. But, you know, there are studies showing that bosses are becoming more bullying or at least incompetent. A national survey earlier this year showed that 44% had worked for what they considered to be an abusive boss. Another 39% of workers feel that supervisors failed to keep promises. It's, you know, it's hard to tell if it's getting worse. There have been bad bosses and bad employees around since the beginning of work.
A trend towards increasingly poor management, John. I am just going to try to stay away from the implications of that story, if I may. There's some kind of legal action here?
There are some legislative remedies being kicked around. The LA Times reports that five state legislatures are looking at bills dealing with protecting workers from abusive job environments. So there's could be stronger medicine coming.
Thank you, John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.